systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, March 21st, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And I'm Sean.
Yeah, that's right. We got Sean back in the studio again. This sounds really weird because we just got done recording this and then, like, cops came and knocked on the door. And yeah. What did they ask?
They asked if we had
an unsecured building.
An unsecured building, whatever the fuck that is.
No, sir. And I said, we have fully secured this building. You can keep going. And they left. So, yeah.
That was kind of scary, though.
That was weird, because we had to, like, stop everything
and
so I could go talk to the cops. I'm like, excuse me, we're doing a fucking internet radio show here. Do you mind? We should sue the fucking city.
Yeah, let's do it.
That cop was kind of friendly, though.
They ruined our show.
He was like, well, it's probably not you guys. See you later.
Yeah,
yeah,
right?
And that's kind of rare, so maybe
don't mind you guys drinking and doing whatever you're doing.
That's although great. That whole buzzing thing was weird, because it happened right when that cop showed up,
something
too.
Something in the back there buzzing. I don't know.
We're
I think
haunted.
It's the doorbell or the ghost.
We're haunted.
Yeah, I think it's a haunted place here. Haunted
so,
studio.
Yeah. How's it going?
It's going great. How's it going for you, buddy?
Hey, it is going phenomenal for me.
Well, that is fantastic.
Should we see how Braden's doing?
Braden?
I'm doing good.
Just good?
Just good.
That's good, to hear, buddy.
Yeah, that's good.
That is good.
It's all good.
I'm good.
All
are
right.
You good?
Everything's good.
Fucking good,
this show
man.
Is fucking good.
It's all right.
It's getting there.
It's good.
This show, actually, if it wasn't for this show, I never would have got this MySpace message. And in the subject of it, take a guess.
What's that?
Take a guess what the subject line was.
Just forward?
Yo, nig. I don't
know. Who is that again?
It was just in the subject line. The message was from Scuba Steve. He's, a local kid around here. He's
the one listener that said he listened to
right,
the show.
Yeah, he's like, you guys are funny. But the subject line was, yo, nig. I never, ever would have thought I'd get something like that from MySpace.
Yes, especially he's probably...
MySpace is a respectable...
definitely.
MySpace,
there's no fucking slutty
13-year-old
girls.
Are you? Do you have a MySpace, Mister?
I actually do. And would you like to know the name?
Sure. If you don't mind, all these fucking freaky weirdos out there having it,
hey,
go
man,
right ahead. They have mine.
The price of fame, you know, is a high cost.
Hey,
know?
I hear that. I'm taking out loans right now.
You gotta make yourself available.
I'm putting fame on layaway.
That's nice. I'm ripping it off.
Nice.
You're stealing.
I'm straight
it.
Five-fingered discounting that shit.
Yeah, can we get a ding for that?
So what is your MySpace, Sean?
Okay, well, you're going to think this is really clever, just like all the other, you know, people that have names that are clever.
They're all clever.
You know, some of them are. It is a O, comma, not that guy.
What?
Wow.
That's awesome.
I shit you not.
That was nice. Yeah. So seriously, do you not have one?
I do have one.
Do you want to not say what it is? Okay, that's
that
cool.
Is what it is.
Oh comma, not that guy.
I mean,
like, is the comma spelled out?
The comma is a, what do they call that, a punctuation mark.
Oh, right, in the syntax. Gotcha.
Yes.
So it was actually snowing this morning, and I was out there doing my thing. And my hands were fucking so cold, but I had to take a piss. So I braved it, and I know it's the worst thing to ever fucking do, but man, I fucking grabbed a hold of it, pulled it out, and it like ran away from my hand. It was so fucking cold, dude, I swear to God. So do you guys ever get that, like when you're outside and it's just fucking freezing cold?
I think that's happened to everyone at least once.
Oh, yeah.
What can you do about that?
Nothing. I mean, you just fucking handle it.
You would think with all this modern technology and this MySpace and this Folkelberg, you know, you could have something to warm your hands up before you touched your thing.
Well, you know, sometimes the warmest thing you can put your hands on is your cock while it's in your pants.
That's true.
Yeah,
if you can bite the fucking bullet.
Right, bear down.
You got to, like, sneak up on it from behind.
Like in between your legs.
Exactly.
Give it the reach around.
Maybe, like, point at something to distract it and then have your friend reach in and grab it.
You just got to prepare.
Oh. Thank you. Oh. So I got my passport a few days ago.
With
finally,
a microchip in it?
With a microchip in it. What do you guys think about that? We are fucking going into the technology era with MySpace and microchips and Corona Extra.
That's right, folks. Today's beer is Corona Extra.
Was that Corona cheaper than the PBR from last week?
It most certainly is not because it's imported from Mexico.
Oh wow. That's fancy stuff right there in Mexico.
So yeah, if anyone, I don't know, I can see why they want to chip it so it's easier when you're getting on planes and shit. They can just scan the chip instead of having to look at the picture and all that shit. But
in that way they can track you down if they're looking for it.
Yeah. Right, which is not so good. No. I mean, isn't that just seems so invasive that they would be able with that one thing, and you have to have it if you want to go on a cruise, keithandthegirl.com/events, poo, and you're there you are. You're like a little red blip on their fucking screen of life.
Life. Yeah, but they can do that with your cell phones, too. Anyway, so if you have a cell phone, I mean...
it's either be a caveman or just let them know, hey, I'll be over here for a while.
Well, it's just like that book that we were reading from. I mean, you either get all this technology so you can live in society or just, you know, not be able to talk to people even.
I don't know. Stack up your guns.
Yeah. I think progressively this whole, you know, decade is starting to turn into a 1987 novel.
Yeah, 1984.
Yeah, or 84.
Orwell.
I never read it, but I heard about it.
I don't know. Yeah, that's good.
I saw the movie, Animal
Does
House?
That count?
No, Animal House. Animal Farm. I don't know.
I caught the gist of it.
But you could have seen it start, like, when we were kids growing up, you had, like, rotary dial phones, and then it went to the fucking phone pads, and then it went to fucking, like, caller ID, so now everyone looks and knows who's calling. There's no mystique about it anymore. It's all just fucking out in the open, you know? It's stupid.
It's the information age.
That's information's good, but information about me, not so much.
No.
But yeah. Then we do this show, and it's out there anyway, so I guess it doesn't matter, right?
That's right.
Fuck.
Well,
it.
If anyone wanted to get to know you and know the dirt about you, they could just listen to your show.
Right.
You
like, okay, raping babies, check. Bestiality, check. What are we going to cover
You're on
today?
So many different government lists. I
right. And you too,
yeah,
buddy.
And me too.
And you now also.
Oh, that's where you're wrong,
You can't
friend.
Forget Travis.
And Travis.
Yep.
That's right. Yeah. Where you just burn your paper trail and hide in the hills for extended periods of time?
You know, when you're like unemployed and homeless and, you know, born in the mountains by Libby where there was no hospital, your mom just squatted you out. It's kind of hard for the government to know who you are.
Well, I guess that's good for you then.
Amen to that. That's right. So I got a question for you. I was laying in bed last night trying to fall asleep and
beat off.
No, after I was trying to fall asleep. Not.
Oh, it was after you beat off.
Thank
now
you.
You're all tired.
I'm gonna.
Never mind. Oh yeah, you're
but
not even gonna
I,
go there.
I was thinking after I beat off that man, that felt good, and then I was thinking, were you guys ever afraid of the dark or scary movies when you were kids? Because I kind of was thinking, like, it's weird how when you're a little kid, like, I used to have freaked out nightmares, like, about Freddy and Jason and Hellraiser and shit.
Yeah.
But then
it's cause
I think that you fall asleep with, like, lights on and the TV on and shit. But then as you get older, you're like, living longer. So you're interacting with things and you see that stuff can't really happen. So then, you know, you can go to sleep with all the lights off and shit like a big boy.
Well, plus, it's a perfect way to beat off because then if someone's watching.
How did this talk about beating off?
No one can see
it. Because you were beating off before you went to sleep. That's what started it.
Look, man, beating off. What can you say?
Another thing about that is when you're a kid, you got a way better imagination. So that stuff is like way more crazy to you.
Yeah.
So it's actually more scary. Unlike now, it's like it's not real.
It just seemed weird to me that like you start out just being like totally afraid of that shit, and then
you're so innocent.
Yeah, you start seeing that okay, this might not happen, and then it doesn't, and now we're like to the total other side where we're so desensitized by everything. But
I think it's kind of instinct, you know,
instinct
it
to be afraid of like
of the dark
of the dark itself.
Yeah. Well, you know, our cavemen, you know,
you're always scared of what you don't understand.
I understand the dark. It's
yeah, but
the
when you were a kid, it was like scary because it was mysterious. You didn't know what was there.
Yeah, that's
you know?
True.
So you're scared that stuff.
Or maybe something just happened to me. I don't know. I don't know.
I think it's just getting older and realizing that stuff's not real, not going to happen.
Right. Okay. So you finally figure out that that stuff isn't real, but yet people still choose to like believe in Easter bunnies and Jesus.
Right.
And I mean, I was every fucking place I went in. Sean's giving me the big no.
I'm a little mad about that. You know, me and JC are pretty tight, you know.
Well, okay. I'm not. That's cool. You can believe what you want to believe. I'm just saying, what's with all the fucking Easter bunnies and shit today?
What's
I mean,
even have to do
know,
with it?
I know it's almost Easter. Every fucking office I went into, everyone was like, "Happy Easter." I started saying towards the end of the day, "Sorry, I don't believe in that. I'm a heathen." And then they just looked at me like, "Oh, do you want a candy?"
It's just kind of funny how
everybody.
We associate colored eggs and bunnies and candy with
what does that have to do with
the
Jesus?
Resurrection of Christ, which is what Easter
right.
is about.
But that's what I get. People, like, they try and raise their kids and they, like, try to shield them from certain things, but then other things, they're like, oh, yeah, you can, you know, the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus, it's not really, you know, it's, they don't fucking tell them, but then they tell them to, like, believe in all this other shit. If I was a kid growing up today, I would go fucking nuts, dude. I would blow people away or something. I mean, what do you... I don't...
That's
why
we have
murders, are you doing this
we've
to your kids?
Parents. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's why I will never fucking have any. I'll
maybe
tell y'all
just,
how to raise yours.
Maybe they're just trying to shield us from how fucked up the world really is, you know?
But then how do you get... How do you survive in a world, then, if you don't know?
Well, obviously, they don't think it through
that
far.
If you think everything's all fucking puppy dogs, rainbow-colored eggs, and bunny rabbits and candy, then you get into it and you just, like, die.
It's like crack, what's this?
Yeah, it's total overstimulation. Well, it's like homeschooled kids.
Life's kind of like anal sex. You just kind of got to prepare and ease yourself into it. You know?
You can't go running headfirst into it, huh?
Yeah.
Bring plenty of lube.
Oh, man. I was just so fucking annoyed at just hearing that every... And they had the fucking tongue like, Happy Easter! Happy Easter! Tell them to go suck a fucking egg.
Right.
Easter egg? Huh? 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 Oh, okay.
One of your balls, maybe?
Yeah.
That's kind of...
If I colored it with dye.
Tattoo your sack or something. That should be your next tattoo.
Oh, I was kind of thinking that, like, religion is kind of like asking for directions. You get where I'm going with this?
Right, because they're telling you what to do.
Well, no, you only go and ask for directions when you're really, really super lost and when you really need them. And that's like with old people, they have nothing else left, so they're like, they turn to religion because they know they're dying soon. And it's like, well, if I don't believe, then I'll for sure go to hell. But if I do believe, then maybe something good will happen. Mm. It's like...
Kind of like insurance.
Right, yeah, exactly. But then isn't that
life
fucking bad
yeah.
that you're believing in something well, because you're afraid you're going to burn in hell if it happens to be true?
Well, it's like insurance, you know. You don't really need it, but
yeah,
it's nice to have, you know.
It's probably about as expensive as insurance.
Oh,
so what I was thinking, every Sunday, since there's tons of churches around here, and since we do shows every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, thejamhole.com. Email info at thejamhole.com. Thank you.
Info first time podcast alley.
Yes, through link on our show notes.
It's good.
So I was thinking every Sunday, me and you and anyone else that would like to join us that is in the greater Flathead Valley area, we're going to start going to each of these churches and like writing about how weird and fucked up shit is now. Because I haven't been to a church since I was a kid.
Are you talking
about
church review?
Maybe. We could call it
church
review.
Church
brilliant.
Review.
Yeah. So. Huh? What do you think?
It's a new segment on the show.
There it is.
There's our Peabody right
this
there.
This Sunday. You,
boom!
You empty this Sunday?
I'm down.
All right. We're doing it. What are you doing Sunday?
I'll probably already be at church.
Yeah. Well, yours
What's
is
Easter on Sunday?
I'm the religious
fuck.
Guy.
So it'll be the special Easter service.
Yeah.
I'm going to go dress like the Easter Bunny.
Really?
Do you think that
Do you
me
have
out?
That bunny costume from Donnie Darko?
Oh, that would be cool.
That would be cool to go
that
in
would be way cool. Oh, well, that's about it. You want to do some news?
Do some news.
I got some local news.
It's time to go to your local news with our on-the-spot reporter, Sean.
Nice news. You got the news voice down.
That's right. I've been watching the news.
The news?
And taking notes.
That's good.
That's right. I have a hidden camera in KCFW.
Nice.
I don't know why I just said that.
Yeah. They ain't listening. Don't worry.
I know.
They don't care.
I didn't really. I mean.
Yeah, he just made it up.
Completely made up.
All right. So
you should read that.
I'm going to. I was
good.
Bring it on.
Do it. Waiting for you to open the door.
Well, then
for
go.
Everybody.
My friend,
just
the door's open.
All right. So here's the local news. All right.
All right.
All right.
Oh, man.
Right.
Oh, man.
Right.
All right, check it, check it. Local teens aim to reduce dating violence. Now, this is where we live. Okay?
Right. There's dating violence here in Kalispell, Montana?
Believe it or not, there
I don't
is.
Believe that.
I don't think
I used to think it was called foreplay. But,
you
know.
Yeah.
Point to you.
Yeah.
So early on, he takes the
All
lead.
Right.
Early Thank on you. In the show. That's amazing.
All right, let's see here. Dancing was about dancing, and dress is about dress.
Is this when you were growing up or now?
You know, this is pretty much now, but maybe then, too. You
maybe
know,
a little
it's
of both.
It's hard to say. I was pretty stoned through high school. So I
Amen to that.
So check it out. Here's a little quote for you. Dancing is about dancing and dress is about dress. It's not about an invitation or provocation.
You want to say that into the mic?
No? I thought I was.
No, you were totally. There you go.
Thank you, Matt. You're a true friend.
Hey, anytime.
What's that, huh?
There you go.
Yeah.
See, we went and got another mic today, a nice Shure PG-48, but we
stand.
Don't have a fucking mic stand. We have a coffee cup with a fucking pipe in it.
I keep trying to drink out of it, man.
Maybe if you had a pop filter on, you'd be licking that shit.
Oh, I know. I lick mine all the time.
Let's sum up what they're trying to do.
Okay, but do it into the mic.
Okay, am I good?
Perfect.
So, ready?
That is golden grams.
The ultimate goal is that every single couple is aware of the other's persons and personal boundaries and are not afraid to ass, said Barche. Some
That's fine. I'll fix it later. Oh, God.
Thanks.
Can you read this over here?
You know, I probably could.
That
is
perfect.
You know.
Okay, take two. Local news. Action.
All right, here's local news. All right.
Fuck.
Let me just sum this up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Right.
Right.
Are you guys ready for this?
Pause.
All right, so now you made me lose my place. All right.
We'll start at the top and do it into the mic.
I will.
Okay.
Well, you should put it.
Then get her done.
We're spending a lot of time talking about
Perfect.
This.
Perfect. I'm
That's
not even going to edit out.
All right.
That's good.
Right.
It'll be good.
Right.
Action.
Dancing is about dancing and dress is about dress. It's not about invitation or provocation, said Hillary Barche, PEACE, Peace and Community Education Coordinator for the Violence Free Crisis Line Hotline of Kalispell.
Wow, I think I deliver water to that lady.
Do you really?
Yeah, dude.
Awesome.
You should get a little 411 on this shit.
Negative.
Negative.
I'm not going anywhere near that lady.
Why not?
Right.
Because she's big and about everything I'm not.
What's she gonna do, huh?
Eat me? I don't
fucking
know.
What are you gonna do, huh? What are you gonna do?
We got this. She's trying to ruin prom.
Oh, prom?
Oh, okay.
Did you ever go to your prom?
You know, I didn't go to my prom,
me
but
neither.
I went to the
homecoming?
The camping trip after party with like the entire senior class.
Nice.
And if I wasn't so naive, I might have actually gotten some tail.
Yeah?
And
foreplay,
you know,
man.
I was pretty drunk.
Amen.
All right. As spring ushers in prom seasons in the Flathead, PEACE launches the Peaceful Prom Project to promote a violence-free evening.
So what happened to cause this? Did some fucking poor bitch get beat down and raped or what?
I don't know. I guess it's just society.
All the time here in the valley?
Probably.
Rape is
you just don't, Maybe you don't hear about it.
Yeah. I don't go asking around about rape or
maybe
anything.
Maybe we should.
I didn't go to prom, so I don't really
so
fucking
get
know.
Raped much?
Is every girl a mate? Have you been raped?
Best pickup line ever.
Hey, baby, you ever been groped in the janitor broom closet? No? Want to go to prom? Let's go.
Right now, and then you knock her over the head.
Oh, there you go.
And drag her down.
Just drag her.
Man, the caveman days.
That's not violence, man. That's
probably
foreplay.
We could still do
that's
that.
Violence free.
Yeah.
Well, these sound like those no cussing douchebags.
Oh, really?
That like make the fucking pledge to not cuss. Yeah, we talked about that.
Oh man,
well, you know, you
I know
like,
someone who did
you know,
that.
You sound like a fag.
Yeah, they are huge fags.
Oh, I know someone who's like all into that shit.
Into no cussing?
Yeah.
Is it that emo kid that plays guitar for your band?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just trying to read the paper.
Maybe he should be. I don't know.
There's not a lot of cuss words in it, man.
Yeah. Man,
hey, you
want to no
pass
shit.
Me those Starbursts?
Yeah.
All right.
Read the story.
All right, so the goal of the project is to spread awareness about dating violence, blah, 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 prevent sexual assault on prom night.
Assault in quotation.
See, I always thought it was like...
Is it assault if she hits you first?
Dude, it's not assault if she's sit-faced drunk and she doesn't know who you are, you know?
Hey, that's true.
All right, Peace is the only Flathead Valley organization whose sole purpose is dating violence prevention and awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Peace volunteers are trained in violence prevention, dating, blah, blah, blah. This just seems to go on and on about peace.
And dating violence.
And dating violence. I don't see what's going on with this thing, man. I guess they're just trying another example of adults trying to ruin kids' good times.
And
fuck,
then you
kids
know,
can't even get their cherry popped at prom anymore. What the fuck is going on with this place?
I know. It's unbelievable.
Since when was that a crime?
Maybe we should sneak into prom and show them how it's done.
Pop some cherries?
Popping cherries.
Popping cherries like the slot machine.
Our grandmas were fucking our grandmothers at proms.
No shit, that's how we came out.
Shit.
I guess that's good, though, because then there will be less teen pregnancy, or they will just wait until the after party, get even more wasted because their parents said not to, and this fucking lady bitch said not to, and then that's it. It's all over, and we have more fucking pregnant people to deal with in our valley.
So basically, we got a brigade of fucking player-hating motherfuckers going through prom, trying to stop high school students from getting laid before college. I am against this.
Against it all
I'm
the
against
way.
I'm against, too.
Against.
Against.
Boo,
and
I
I'm
say.
Against the violence-free you know, crisis hotline.
Yeah.
It's people like that that are making us have to search even harder for good news stories.
I know. I'm just going to throw this one out.
Fucking,
it was good.
Let me see
you
that.
Know, you go ahead.
That's
thank
what
you.
I think, you bitch.
That's right. If it
get
weren't for,
the
if
fuck
it weren't for
here.
Bitches like you, I would have got laid at prom. Had I went.
Had I gone there.
Or had I gone.
That I was not related to.
Yes.
Check. Because that was in Libby, right?
Actually, it was in New York.
Whoa.
You traveled.
You've been to New York?
I've been all over, man.
Nice. That's what I've heard.
That's right.
Oh.
Oh.
Sorry. You've been talking to your mama again, haven't you?
Well, speaking of moms, I have a story here that says Bill would give free parking to moms to be.
All right.
AB 1940 would grant privileges to late-term pregnant women. Give birth, get a parking pass. That's so stupid. That, you know what? They should fucking make these bitches park even further away because they have a kid and then they run around and they're still as big as they were when they were carrying the kid, but the kid's not in there anymore, so what the fuck is it? Like your fucking Twinkies much, you fat fucking bitches? All of them. Bitches, bitches, bitches. And then they're taking up our parking now. I'm going to go get pregnant just so I can get a parking pass.
Yeah. How are you going to get pregnant?
No, I'm sorry. I'm going to get pregnant just so I can have a parking pass.
I would say it to that chick, too, though. What is wrong with women these days? Women are wanting to have kids at like fucking 17, 18. What the fuck is up with that?
Well, they get pregnant to keep a nigga. They're getting pregnant to get parking passes. Now, pretty soon, bitch is going to get pregnant for a fucking bus pass.
Don't
for
forget,
a bus pass.
Don't forget about welfare and WIC.
Oh,
free
don't
food,
get me started, son.
Free fucking rent.
I fucking pay $100 a month to that shit.
Hey.
Not child support, but fucking welfare that other people are just hanging out, being lazy, fucking collecting on.
And it's bullshit because I bust a nut in the chick and get her pregnant, but I got to pay for that shit. And she
that's right.
Paid.
And then if you want her to have an abortion and you don't kick her down the stairs, you got to fucking pay for that shit too.
Yeah.
What about equal rights? I mean, you guys want to vote? Fucking pay for your own abortions. Huh?
I agree
fuck
with
yeah.
that. Pay for your own abortion.
No, I if you helped get her pregnant, you could split the bill. But I ain't saying we should pay for the whole fucking thing.
That's a gentlemanly thing to do, man. <It's>
Chivalry is dead.
Fuck yeah, I'm a paper boy.
Right, I carried her in there. Fuck, what more do you want?
Knight in shining armor.
Exactly. California lawmakers are considering granting special parking privileges to women in the final 3 months of pregnancy and the first 2 months after birth.
That
you
was...
ever seen afterbirth?
No.
Have you? Because you got a weird look
you know,
on your face.
I have, man. And I'll tell you what. It's not very nice.
No.
Have you seen it?
No. I've seen pictures of it.
Do you want to see it?
Do you have some with you?
Some bootleg stem cells, man. Check it out.
Oh, my God.
Buy them on the black market?
That's why the fucking cops were here.
Yeah, they look for you, motherfucker.
You were selling black market
stem cells.
I told
you guys,
cells.
Man.
Holy shit.
I think my skin looks so fresh and clean.
I know, dude. And I was like, man, did he get taller? Fuck. Oh, man.
Oh, my bad.
But don't you think that we should give these women some incentive to get their pretty bodies back? They think once they have a kid, they got whoever the kid or whoever the kid's dad is. They're like, gotcha. Now I'm fat. Rub my feet, bitch.
Any married dude is going to agree with having all their wives park at the end of the parking lot. That way they're not fucking fat still after
well,
they have that
kid. Well, that's what I'm saying. They should have to fucking let us people that have just fucking jobs. We don't have any kids. We're not bugging nobody. Give us the good parking spots. We're in a hurry.
They gotta get used to packing that shit around anyway.
Exactly.
They're gonna have it for 18 fucking years.
These people, they take fucking elevators everywhere they fucking go. They can't stand to walk more than fucking 10 feet. I can't run. Then shoot her in the fucking head. Boom. Problem solved. Amen. Oh, wow. The legislation would apply to more than 500,000 women who give birth every year just in California.
Whoa. Wow.
And to all you impregnated bitches, I say, please have more kids. Please. It's not crowded enough yet. I can still fucking breathe. Fuck.
Barely.
God, I really hope that somebody just hacks into something and just blows something the fuck up and just starts this shit off. I'm so done.
You're for population control.
I'm for
right?
Just drop some nukes and let's start all over. That's what I'm for.
We should just, you know what? Us taxpaying men should just have the government dole out free birth control.
That's what I'm saying.
But
it should
be 14.
Mandatory.
Here you go.
Mandatory. Right when they give you your little bell, so when you're out whoring around in your little fucking whore clothes, guys will know, well, she's underage. Watch out. Hear that? That's the sound of an underage whore. It would make things so much easier.
Maybe some kind of microchip?
Ooh, perhaps. Then we could totally track them.
A barcode tattooed. Like,
that's
on
right.
The
and then when
head.
They turn 18, it all lights up and shit, and guys like make a run for
boy.
It with their clubs.
That would make picking up chicks pretty easy, man.
Fucking A.
Just get your BPS, bitch positioning system.
Point to you, sir. Oh. Holy shit. Quote, let's be reasonable here. That's what that's what I'm fucking saying. Can we please be reasonable?
Can somebody?
Let's just take away all the special parking. That way no one's... I mean, are you saying handicapped people are better than us? They get the front row spots?
I don't know, man.
Because they did something stupid in their life and now they're fucking handicapped?
Well, not all of them. I mean, some of them.
Most of them. Or
it.
Their parents did something stupid, like fucking their fucking relatives.
Well, that's not their fault.
Did you like my use of fucking there?
Oh, yeah. That's fucking good.
Then fucking A.
Sounds like equal rights to me, man.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. It's like these fucking people whose offices I go into and they're like, do you have any jugs with handles on them? I can't pick up the ones without handles. Fuck you, then. You shouldn't have anything else that's nothing. Fuck you. You want jugs with handles, you don't. Oh, I fucking hate that. If you want to be like us, make the money we fucking make, then pick up the jugs we fucking pick up.
Shit.
That's all I'm saying. Don't fucking ask for special treatment in one area and then ask to get your fucking ass wiped in the other, you know? You know?
Right on, brother. Right.
Let's
on.
Be reasonable here.
All
right. There are challenges, physical challenges that arise as a natural part of life, DeVore said.
Well, then
pregnancy.
If you can't live up to those physical challenges, you shouldn't be alive.
You should die in labor. Boom. Two more. Down.
Yeah.
That's
so
all.
Anyone who's handicapped that can't.
We
know,
are cleaning up this
challenge.
Place.
Yeah.
Doesn't that apply to everybody?
They
though?
Should make them have to do like a double dare physical challenge.
That goes for us too. Like,
Mark, I'll take the physical challenge.
Physical challenge. Physical challenge. Pew, pew, pew.
What about American Handicap Gladiator?
Oh, my God. Woo. That's
yeah.
What I'm
let's,
saying.
Let's pay
triple
him good money.
Fight.
Let's pay him good money to entertain us, and then they can just fucking buy their own parking
hey,
spot.
Hey, I will fucking I will build them a parking lot, and they can have the whole fucking thing. We won't, us normals, we won't even go near it.
No, they can have their own
yeah,
parking lot.
With a big sign that says unsavories.
Oh, can we man. Hold the fights there, too?
Yes.
Yeah, because yes, they can't go can. Very
we'll
far
have an obstacle
right
course
no
in
shit.
The back just for handicapped.
It'll be all handy accessible and yeah. Shit. Handy capable. Oh, man.
We need to become president. All of us.
I can't believe it. Let's be reasonable here. He's like,
why
giving them an out. Give them another fucking out.
Come on,
women,
guys.
Oh. You fucking.
Come on, guys.
Come on, guys. Seriously. Right? Right. The Irvine Republican said it makes little sense to force a pregnant woman who has trouble getting out of her car. If you can't get in your fucking car, you shouldn't have left in the first place! Wow. Duh! Fucking stay home! Send your fucking white trash husband out to get the fucking groceries. If you can't get in and out of a car, you should not be driving! Do you, do you not grasp this fucking concept? Holy shit! It's, oh my God. It's like if you can't dump and wipe your own fucking ass, then don't dump. Fucking die. That's all.
I agree.
Amen to that.
And pregnant women still bitch.
I know. We make fucking douches for him. We make fucking... We said, hey, you don't have to wear a fucking pad anymore. Here's one you can just shove up in there. There you go. What the fuck else do you want? They bitched about their bras and burned them, so we made them fucking sports bras. Here you go. What the fuck else do you want? And they're never fucking happy. Ever. Never happy. Have you ever met a bitch that's happy? Ever?
No. Dude, you could.
The only bitch I've ever met that was happy was this dog my friend had a long time ago. And it had three fucking legs and one fucking eye.
Oh, God. Is that like Kyle's dog?
No, kind of. Oh, God. Kyle, you should do me a favor.
Get rid
do
of
the dog a
thing.
Favor and put him down, yeah. Bud. That dog makes me that sad when I look at
gnarly.
It. And I don't even like dogs, dude.
It's got that like bald spot on his head. It looked like it was cut open and then like sewn back
together. He was in a car accident.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
We've missing an eye.
Oh, excuse me for that. But you know what? I feel... like a great burden has been lifted from my shoulders.
You seem refreshed.
I am
glowing,
oh,
almost.
So fresh.
Awesome.
The fresh you can so only clean. Get from using a Massengill douche. Feminine douche.
Not feeling fresh.
Having a not so fresh moment. Oh, quote, it certainly makes you realize that for that very short period of time in their pregnancy, we'll fucking do pretty much anything they want, because they're in charge, apparently. What fucking planet did
aren't
that...
Aren't they always in charge, though?
How?
And they say it's man.
Because they have fucking pussies, so do blow-up dolls. You don't see them going around bossing people around, do you?
Because most guys let them control it.
And they're good listeners.
Guess. They're getting pussy.
I guess.
They're good
that's
listeners,
true.
Man.
They, the blow-up dolls?
They are.
Oh, man. They're,
yeah.
Oh,
a
short
you
period
want.
Of time in their pregnancy, they are certainly, by any practical definition, impaired. Amen to that. They are fucking impaired. DeVoe is wading into a thicket abandoned 4 years ago by a colleague, then who gives a fuck, who proposed similar legislation, then shelved it amid a hail of controversy. Opponents of the new proposal, Assembly Bill 1940, I say vote no, fuck no, on Assembly Bill 1940.
Okay, for or against, everybody?
Against.
I am against.
Against it. Take up more of our parking spots, please. Excuse me, I didn't mean that, sorry. I'm trying not to burp.
Because we have
okay, Assembly
who
Bill,
like it.
Blah, blah, blah. Okay, we're not voting for this. Say pregnant women should be exercising as much as possible.
You're damn straight.
Yeah.
Fucking A, and then some. And not just pregnant women. Oh, no.
Fat people.
Fat bitches, too. Yeah. And fat dudes.
Well, there's a lot
I don't
of,
give a fuck.
There's
just
a lot
exercise.
Of fat bitches who
move
have
around, for
handicap
fuck's
thing.
Sake. Dude, most fat people wouldn't be so fucking fat if the longest walk they took all day wasn't from their couch to the fridge. Seriously.
When are we going to give fat people their own parking space, man?
I know. We're fucking halfway there. I'm disabled. No, you're just really fat.
They should have to park fun. A mile away.
No
exactly.
Shit.
And then if they don't, or they're like, well, I can't go to the store then because there's no fatty accessible parking
and
spots.
The thing is,
then fucking eat some fat away. Give your body a fucking few days to take a break and get rid of some of that shit.
And the thing is, a lot of those handicapped people are handicapped because they're so fat they can't even walk.
Yeah, they can't. So. They try and they get up and then like. They sit back down again. They're like, whoo, that's enough for today.
My legs are going to break.
And we blame society, guys. Yeah. We blame society.
Right.
Blame
we
yourself.
Don't.
No. But. Quote, we really want pregnant women to be active, to be moving, to be walking, to be fucking, said Shannon Smith. No, I'm just kidding. OBGYN, California chapter, which opposes the bill. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
we want these
right.
bitches walking more.
Exactly.
A woman with complications from pregnancy that severely impair walking or cause other serious health problems can qualify for a temporary parking placard under existing law, she said. You know, the only thing that should really qualify him for is...
Huh?
A free gym pass?
I was going to say free abortion.
Oh.
What
yeah,
do you think?
Yeah, free abortion. Oh, gym pass would be good, too.
That's right. They go in for their free parking thing, and the doctor's like, oh, yeah, just one more test. Fucking punches her in the stomach and sends her on her way with a fucking lollipop. Oh, thank for the lollipop. I was so hungry. Fuck. Quote, if she truly needs it, she can already get it, Smith Crowley said.
What?
If she truly needs it, like, whatever... It is. If she needs it, she can get it.
Right.
You go, girl.
Go, girl.
Yeah.
Femi Power. Helen Grieco, executive director of blah, blah, blah. It's very much a normal part of a woman's life. We have children.
Really?
So no. We've always been troubled by framing pregnancy as a, quote, disability. Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, isn't that kind of
Could
a natural
thing? Could you imagine,
thing?
Like, your kid's born and you're like, oh, there's my little disability. And the kid fucking looks at you like, bitch.
Yeah,
you
I don't
have
think
any
it
idea what I just went through? The only, literally?
The only thing pregnancy proves is a disability of anything is the inability to put on a fucking condom.
Right?
People.
Or fucking pull your dick out. You know that little tingling in your dick right before you come? That's the warning that says, hey, now might be a good time to pull out, bud.
Exit stage left.
Yeah,
that's your cue.
Trust me, it'll benefit us both. Fucking people.
Benefit everyone.
The bill would allow pregnant women to park in spaces reserved for those with disabilities. Oh, so they're just going to give the women the fucking handicap spots.
Awesome.
Fucking A. Great. Fucking A. This. Fuck you. I'm done with that. Right. What
Boy,
do you
that's
have?
Two down.
I know. We are burning through these. This is episode fucking what? 13?
Yep, 13.
Man, we are just pumping them out like fucking
bunnies.
People having babies.
Or bunnies.
Or bunnies. Because happy Easter. And happy Easter to all you non-heathen motherfuckers out there.
And happy Easter, Matt and Braden.
Hey, let us celebrate the birth and death and resurrection.
How do we celebrate it?
Of our Lord and Savior.
Boil eggs.
Jesus
yeah,
Christ. Pain.
That makes so
we
much sense.
We color eggs and fucking hail to the great
and
Easter
then a bunny,
bunny
hides them and then we go find
we,
them.
We try and break at least three commandments per holiday. That way God knows, you know.
You
we're,
know, I got a
here.
Factoid yeah. about Easter.
Oh,
fact.
Do you guys ready for this?
I am.
I'm ready.
Ready.
I'll make this short and sweet. Oh. Back in the Middle Ages, the Catholic Church wanted to Christianize pagan religions, so they took Easter, which was actually a celebration of rebirth by the Druids of the goddess of birth and fertility, Aoster.
Oh.
So they took it and adopted it and changed some of the traditions. Mm-hmm. Now, in some cultures, mm-hmm. a rabbit is mm-hmm. a sign of fertility.
Mm-hmm. Because rabbits
they
multiply
like
rabbits.
So there you go. That explains the whole thing. Eggs.
What does that have to do
know.
With eggs? Rabbits
yeah.
don't fucking lay
yeah,
eggs.
Yeah, that's kind of stupid. Was someone on drugs
I mean,
or something?
No, they're like, let's
bring.
Color these eggs and hide them so the kids have something to do while we're out having freaky sex orgies on the fucking pulpit. Yeah. God, I can't wait till Sunday when we go to my. Oh my
yeah,
God,
it's gonna be awesome.
And we're gonna have a checklist of how many times we get kicked out.
Should we record this and maybe play some sound bites?
Yeah, right. That would be fantastic.
We could record it on your phone.
We could. So, what do you got there, bud?
I got porn recluse banned from using computers.
Oh my God. Amen for the technology, man.
When was
Amen.
This a crime?
What porn?
Being a porn recluse.
It's against the law.
It's against the law to sit in your bedroom and beat off
all the time
to fucking porn from the internet. Wow, the internet just got like 75% more or less appealing to me.
Yeah, well, that's what everyone illegal. Uses the internet for.
Man,
anyway,
we're all. That's what the cops were here for
yeah.
earlier.
So
they were like, "We have a big porn reading coming from this side of town." Oh man!
Have a little fucking
off the charts.
Making sure we're not reclusing in here.
It's okay. It's not just me. I have my two homosexual lovers. Oh god! They're like, okay, just making
okay.
sure you weren't yeah. alone.
Well, isn't aren't you
no,
still kind of a recluse ahead. If that's all you're doing though?
Well, if you're doing it with other people, doesn't recluse mean by yourself?
It means, yeah. Like you're withdrawn.
Sans friends. Recluse. Oh, please read on.
A man described as a computer recluse who downloaded more than 26,000 porn images has been banned from using computers.
26,000 porn images? Are we talking about individual JPEGs?
Yeah.
I beat this guy by like double. I win.
I don't even fuck with JPEGs.
It's all about the videos.
It's all about the .movs, son.
Dude, technology now, oh you can have God. Like thousands and thousands of porn movies.
I hook it up to my real doll, and it fucking, it's on, dude. Wow.
I just play the sound and turn my eyes off and pretend that's me.
Oh, get the porn from the top down, so it's just like I'm there. That is fantastic. That is I love it all.
Porn.
Amen.
I'm for it.
The internet for porn.
Check for porn.
Jeremy
the
Neil.
The internet is for porn.
It is. Jeremy Neil Young, 22, who led a life of social isolation, has been told to build relationships.
And is Lance Wackerly's other brother.
How many brothers does he have?
I don't know, but they're all fucking weird.
No joke, huh?
You figured you'd have somebody to hang out with.
I know. Brothers. They're all into
maybe
the same
thing. Maybe he's that fucked up, too.
Holy shit.
Young pleaded guilty in Fielding District Court to 13 charges, 3 of distributing objectionable images and 10 of possessing them.
Objection, Your Honor. These images are objectionable. Oh, my God. What the fuck does that even mean?
I don't really know.
Is there dick and pussy? Can
three,
you see it?
Distributing objectionable images.
That's like if I took a picture of my balls and then SMS'd it to your phone secretly and then you saw it. They would arrest me for that.
That's
for distributing
objectionable.
It's kind of like high-tech flashing. You know?
It is.
Technology.
So by saying these are objectionable images, that's saying that like it's wrong and illegal. So it's like it's.
I could say that when I look at Obama, that's an objectionable image to me. So yeah. Or Hillary or fucking Bush or anyone else that's doing that. I object to all of that shit. And take this fucking chip out of my passport, goddammit.
Seriously. When international affairs staff raided his home in Fielding in February last year. Wow!
Can you imagine getting raided while you're sorting through your porn collection?
Yeah, because that's all, you know, he's got to be doing that when they came there, because that's all he does.
I would pay $10,000 for a picture of that dude's face the split second the door got kicked in.
Fucking FBI.
Dick in hand, like, oh, fuck.
He probably blew his load right when they came in. He's like, no!
Somebody needs to get that for evidence.
Yeah, that's wild.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder what he did to get on their radar.
He must have had some pretty fucked up shit on his computer.
Yeah, he must have been going to some bad sites.
Oh, man, like Chan 4.
The stuff we talk about.
Tentacle rape, fucking porn.
Oh, God.
Well, that's not illegal, though, because that's hentai, isn't it?
Well, is it illegal if it's a fucking cartoon?
What if it's real?
What if you drew a cartoon of a 5-month-old? Then is it illegal?
I mean, I think so.
Well, they have porn for that. Actually, they have Shota. It's hentai, but with like 10-year-olds.
Oh my
god!
Geek.
Yeah,
isn't that fucked up? I'm not even gonna ask how you know that.
I know someone who's into that.
Uh huh.
Me too.
83.
All right, let's lay it on us, dude. Let's go.
They found more than 1,600 objectionable images on his computer and 9 discs holding 25,000 images occurred over 3 years.
That's fucking amateur shit, dude. Google fucking will find me more than that in like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I got like 4 fucking hard drives right here with, nice. I don't even know. But they're not images, like you said. We're into like videos.
Oh, movies.
I can't even
get
off to a picture anymore. It's
not since I was 14.
I need to have at least 32 frames per second to bust my shit.
Wow.
I just don't have the attention span to look at pictures.
I don't. I fast forward it right to the fucking climax. I'm like, oh, there we go. Time to go to work.
That way it only takes you like half a second.
Exactly.
That's all. Information age.
If more
boys.
People would do that, I bet there'd be less fucking kids around.
There'd
less
be less
people
getting
in my fucking way.
Banned from using computers.
Well, at least he'll be in jail now. Can you picture some poor white pasty geek?
What are you in jail for?
Oh, God.
Looking at porn.
Selling objectionable images. Dude, dick to the face.
That guy's
dick
getting fucked
in the ass. You're done, dude. Shish kebab.
He is hardcore.
Yeah, he definitely should be in prison with his murders.
Star. All right, finish this up.
Judge Gregory Ross said Young's parents had no clue what he was doing. He used the computer from a room outside the house.
We never saw him. We thought he was gay.
He's such a good boy.
I never would have expected it from our son. Oh, God, why?
Quote, it's clear to me your computer skills and ability have far exceeded your relationship and social skills.
What is he doing? Hacking into people's cameras and, like, training mice to steal clothes?
Okay.
And I don't get it.
So, if if somebody is a World of Warcraft recluse,
that's okay.
But if they're a porn recluse,
right?
Well, because it's objectional images.
So World of Warcraft offends the shit out of me, dude. Oh my god, those. Oh, I have lost many of friends to that fucking drug.
I just was going through a recovery of
and
that.
And honestly,
by the way.
Now that I look back, I would rather hang out with heroin addicts than World of Warcraft geeks. God, I swear, dude. It's like, get a... Oh, my God. We have to save the world of Warcraft. Oh, fucking you fucking dorks.
He sentenced him to 6 months community detention with a curfew and 9 months intensive supervision. He banned him from using a computer and ordered him to live inside the family home.
So they're like, we order you to put the computer in the family room. So he waits till everyone goes to sleep and sneaks in and the alarm goes off.
Get on the floor now! Put your dick away and get on the floor!
This is a bust.
Oh, because he just busted too.
Oh, hey, boy, God, woo. Fuck. Is that it for that?
That's that.
Porn recluses, yes or no?
No.
I'm going to say no to porn recluses.
I'm going to say no, but only if you take the World of Warcraft recluses with him.
Amen.
All right. What do you got? Give us another local story.
This is going to be hard to follow that shit, man.
I know. We should almost just end it right now. Just intense. Walk away, dude.
Well, just go.
I got us a real shit story here, guys.
Is it a shit storm?
Lay it on me.
Doggy do unto others.
Oh. Here.
I'm not sure I even
put a
really
fork in it. You're done.
Need to read this, man. It's
doggy
just
do unto others. That's the fucking headline. Okay. Dude, I'm going to go into the flatheadbeacon.com and just start laying fools out.
Dude.
I'm going to get copies of their newspapers and fucking make them all hard and just roll in there and fucking kill.
So right now,
someone got paid more than we make to write doggy do unto other. Are you fucking kidding me?
That's clever, man.
Yeah, I could think of something better
oh,
than that.
What the fuck?
That's a good MySpace name. We should
doggy
check that
do
shit
unto
out.
Others.
Nice. That should be someone's
oh,
little fucking
God.
Quote.
Well,
just shoot me now. All right,
let me lay it on you.
Please.
Man.
What is this story about?
I don't
Please.
Even really need to read it to tell you that. We live in a place, this is local news, we live in a place where one of the biggest city's problems is all the dog shit that gets on the ground.
Because everybody has a dog. We
Everyone.
Were falfing today, okay?
That
and there
fucking
was this
dog bit my dish.
Yeah, there was this guy there, like typical college dudes drinking, they got their dogs,
Dude,
his fat girlfriend in the back, they're all showing off and shit. And then like his dog comes over and he like starts being the alpha male and he's like, come! Sit! And the dog wouldn't sit, so he fucking smacked him. He's like, sit! Oh, I looked at Braden, I was like, this is what I'm talking about. People get dogs so they can feel fucking superior over something else. Because they're fucking worthless pieces of shit, like 22 Dude. Other hours out of the day. So
and
they're
then,
like, oh, they come home and their dog's happy to see them. Their wife is fucking handling the kids all pissed off because she has kids now and life's not going the way she planned it. And so he gets a fucking dog and the dog's like, God damn it, why did you get me? Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
That's totally the
and
same.
And then they shit all over
it.
Our golf course. They don't fucking pick it up.
I know.
Well, of course not.
What good are they?
They're not. They're dogs.
They cost money.
Get a dog to watch your fucking house. Leave it at your fucking house. Don't bring it with you everywhere. I fucking hate dogs. So, go ahead. Doggy do unto
my
others.
My turn?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm done.
It's okay, man. I feel your pain. Well, so basically the problem is wintertime hits. Everybody's got these dogs. They're running around the town just shitting and pissing everywhere. And when snow melts, man, nobody's been cleaning that shit up.
Right, because so, it just goes under the snow or they cover it up with snow it wasn't me.
You just walk away. Nobody will see it. Hee, hee, hee.
Right, like it's gonna like the snow just magically dissolves the poo.
It's not going to go away.
No.
Yeah.
So they actually wrote a story about how much dog shit there is in this area here.
Pressing issue in Kalispell, Montana.
Read it out, man.
Well, let's see here.
Because they mentioned some places right by where we're at right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, they say something about Sykes in here.
Yeah, we just ate some Sykes.
The author here goes on to say, a few days ago, I passed a Sykes employee sweeping the doggy do.
The doggy do?
Yeah, it's shit, buddy. It's not do. It's shit.
Say it. Feces. Don't try. They try and be cute. Doggy do came out of his booty. Fucking
reporters.
Wow. The reporters and old people just die.
Yeah, so he was sweeping the doggy doo into the gutter. He goes on to say,
"Good place for it."
Yeah, well, fuck. Wouldn't this not be an issue if everybody just did that?
Well,
it wouldn't
be so bad except for the fucking bum that was laying in the gutter that he was sweeping it into.
Well, that's his fault for being a bum then.
Well,
anyway,
it is Sykes.
Yeah.
Hey, I like Sykes.
That's got to be a bad day when you're like, oh, I got to go to work to sweep dog shit.
I know. Awesome. Oh, God. Take care of your fucking dogs. Leave them at home where they can shit
on
your stuff.
Get them diapers. You want a dog, fuck, man.
I know, right?
Put diapers on babies. Put them on dogs.
Fucking A, man.
Same fucking thing.
Exact same fucking thing.
If you want a dog, then you have to take the responsibility of cleaning up its shit.
That's right.
Part of having
exactly.
a dog.
Case dismissed. So, any choice fucking doggy do puns?
Well... let's see here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I'm looking all the way down at the bottom here. I think. Well, let's see. Oh, here we are, man. This is gold. Come on, people. If you are serious about attracting tourists and commerce to your town, at least have the decency to keep the streets relatively safe for walking. That wasn't fun.
You know, somebody must have stepped in something awful nasty to write a letter to the city saying, we have a dog shit problem.
You know, maybe we should just cover the town in
dog
shit so we don't get these tourists.
If that got press in the Flathead Beacon, do you think if we wrote a letter saying there's too many fucking old people, can you please do something about it? Clean up our streets.
Front page, buddy, it looks bad for
tourists and fucking our economy. Having all these old people walking around.
How about we try to get all these broken down redneck fucking trucks out of the streets
and the trailer parks while we're at it.
Let's just do away with all buck twofer drunken fat fucking skinny baby daddy having bitches.
Who would we date then? Fuck.
Yeah, no shit.
You take that away and there's like fucking 75% of the population.
Oh, I heard these
awesome.
Out-of-staters.
Clean up the meth.
Dumb.
There's the other 25%. Boom. We're ghost town.
It's just us.
Wait a few years for all the old people to die, and that's it, man.
The potheads will inherit the earth, my friend.
I sure hope so.
One day.
And there will be weed grown.
Revolution's
everywhere.
Coming. Yeah. Where we sit around and smoke pot, not do nothing.
We just keep sitting around smoking pot, talking about the revolution.
Hey, if it ain't gonna be televised, fuck, I'll probably miss it. Aesop, thank you. Is that it for that story?
Are you done?
Are you done?
I'm done.
So you're
with
done
this
then.
Shit.
Oh!
Oh, with wow. the do?
All right. Well, from dog shit to teenagers having sex on mall floors.
Sounds like shit, too.
Wow. Teenage couple arrested for having sex on mall store's floor. Dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun. Merced police said they arrested two Balico teenager Saturday afternoon on lewd behavior charges after they allegedly were having sexual intercourse in the Mervyn store at the mall.
Oh, yeah.
You think
Where
it was
this?
Even in the lingerie section or the bed section?
It's hard to say, man. Teenagers get pretty freaky these days.
Yeah,
but
right.
With their porn recluse and their bomb date rape.
Or that one, hey, remember the one story of that guy that broke into that lady's home so he could turn
so
off?
So he could use her computer to jack off to?
That was crazy.
Oh, man. What are we doing? What are we doing?
We're getting
seriously,
off, I guess.
Adults. Adults, I'm talking to you. What the fuck are we doing?
Every man
really?
Is just trying to get off. That's all.
Is that all we're here for? Is to just bust nuts, yeah, reproduce, and fucking
come,
die?
Man.
This is what happens when a society starts moving but doesn't really try to go anywhere.
Right?
Point and blank.
A movement in any direction is progression,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. They don't care. Drones, everybody, drones.
Wow. The boy and girl, who were between 14 and 15 years old,
nice.
Boom,
nice.
Were apparently, so this is just what I heard, word on the street is, apparently they were spotted in the home furnishings and luggage departments of
the
store
couch.
And were taken into custody. He wanted to see what she'd look like with some extra baggage. Boom! Woo!
Oh, out of
Point
the park.
To me. I know, out of the
That was a pun, man.
Oh, God. I could write for the Flathead Beacon.
Thanks. You can think of some good puns.
Hey, thanks. Flathead Beacon, if you're fucking listening to this, hire a real reporter, huh? Lieutenant Andre Matthews of the Merced Police Department said dispatcher Sandra Summers received several telephone calls from angry shoppers who reported seeing the teens.
Wow, so they're
oh
just fucking
God.
Right in front of all Off, these people.
Yeah, I guess.
That's awesome.
They had,
some people pay money for that shit?
They actually did and were shortly thereafter arrested
oh.
on prostitution.
You don't say.
Prostitution.
Prostitution.
All these fucking prostitutes. I'm sick of it.
That's awesome.
I am sick of it. He coined that term, I think, a long time ago. Who? The prostitutes.
Prostitutes, my friend. Kind of like tater tots, but with, you know, whores.
Right, so. But whores.
Yeah.
But little underage whores.
Kids are just tots, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks.
Yeah.
Definition of a prostitute.
This is fun to say.
A prostitutter. Oh, God.
Prostitoddler.
Officers.
It's a fucked up world, man. They're teaching fifth graders sex ed these days.
Well, that's good. At least they'll know when to fucking pull out. That's all they need to know.
And that they need condoms and birth control.
Or just pull out. Yeah. That's all you need.
Blowjobs are good, too.
Or that. Or you pull out and then you just...
Right in her hair.
So in the best way to dispose of it.
Or, yeah, if she's sleeping, then in the hair.
Yeah, right. They love it when you do
they
that.
They love that.
Try it.
Trust me. Officers Albert Diaz and Krista Stokes responded to find the teens in the store mid-coitus.
Coitus?
That's coitus interruptus right there. Oh, God. That's a sick and wrong term. Find the teens in the store just as patrons had reported. They're like, they got there and they're like, yep. There they are. They looked at everyone. They're like, why are you all still here watching? Oh, we were waiting for you guys to get here.
Yeah.
Oh, God. The teens were released to their parents pending court dates.
Aw.
Done and done.
Good
so,
stuff.
Last story? Was that it?
That was it.
That was it.
Well, did you have anything else you wanted to get off your chest while you're here?
Well.
MySpace. Holidays,
I don't have enough
Easter.
Time to go off that.
Right, not
let
right
just,
now.
Let me just leave our listeners with one piece of advice.
Please do.
If you're a drinker like me and you go into a bar, you notice there's always an old guy sitting at the end of the bar. Okay, you go talk to him. He's going to give you advice. And they always, all of them, say the same fucking thing.
And what is that?
How old are you? Do you have a job? And you say, you know, 21. Yes. And they say, good. You ought to go out and fuck as many of them as you can. Don't make my mistake.
Don't make the same mistake I did and not fuck any of them or what?
These guys were all like in their 70s and shit drinking at the end
Maybe
of the bar.
Stuck with one
like
woman
they live
the
there.
Time.
Right.
And
oh, that was probably
as
it.
They've lived long enough to know what's going on.
We got some plugs here at the end of the show while we're still, while we have your attention. We want everyone to still, we were actually thinking about boycotting Podcast Alley because we, someone posted on the Keith and the Girl forums that they're actually owned by Adam Curry, the same guy that owns Pod Show who we're trying to bring down, kind of. Like, that's our fight. That's us fighting the good fight. So,
fighting
I don't know.
Fight.
You guys can still go there and vote for us, but I think we're going to start not going there so much because I was thinking if we got all of the people that vote from Distorted View, Sick and Wrong, Brian Is In You, Uncast, TDO, Keith and the Girl, all those people that vote just stop going to that site, they would notice a serious fluctuation in their traffic.
Because that's how
like,
quite a few
serious.
Podcasts.
And that's just giving them money. I mean, I'm sure they get paid for the advertisements, and that's just giving them money to put back into Pod Show. And it's fucking stupid. So, I don't know. You guys can go there, vote for us, but don't click on anything else, I guess. you have anything you want to sell? I don't know. Email us if you guys got anything to say about the what if butt cracks were horizontal instead of vertical, or the what if we had nubs thing, either or. If you just want to say hi, we're listening. info@thejamhole.com. Subscribe via iTunes. You can look at us pretty much on wherever. myspace.com/jamholepodcast.
We are everywhere.
We put up some pictures so you can see what we look like. Maybe we'll take a couple pictures of Sean. Probably not, though, because my camera is expensive and I don't want it to break.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
I'm man dig. Pretty. You know it.
You are man pretty. You're mantastic.
Thanks, buddy.
Anytime. Check out myspace.com/massbloodshed. You guys are fucking brutal. It's rocking brutal. It. That about it?
That's it.
That's it. Jamming.
Jamming.
Peace.
The world is full of terror. If someone makes an error, he's gonna blow us up to bitty bitty kingdom come. There are some crazy rulers, they hide and try to fool us with demonic technologic willingness to harm. They're gonna push the button, 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 push the button. Il y a
plein de souffrances dans la rue, y'a trop de violence. Et on a beaucoup de chance d'être vivant, même pas blessé. Avancement tactique des régimes fanatiques, situation tragique qui me met les larmes aux yeux. And I don't wanna die, I wanna see the flowers bloom, don't wanna go kaput kaboom. And I don't wanna cry, I wanna have a lot of fun, just sitting in the sun. But nevertheless, he's gonna push the button, 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 push the button. מסרים מתפוצצים עליי, טילים דוחפים וגם נופלים עליי, שוטרים וגנבים מתפוצצים עליי, והם קופצים עליי, מתפוצצים עליי, אל אליי, אל אליי, תענה לי אלוהי, היי, הסיוט הזה ארוך מדי, כשאני בקושי חי וכולם כוונים אליי, זה מוקדם לשיר אולי שנתתי לחיי. משטרה, צוות הצלה, הנה זה בקדם, שיר ללא סלם, אדום זה לא רק צבע, זה יותר כמו דם, שוב עוצר בלב את הנשימה, שלא תפרח עכשיו הנשמה, הנה מלחמה, הנה הנשמה, בום בום, זה מה שקורה עכשיו, בין רקטה למצ'טה, בין צופה לכתב, בין מחטף לנחטף, בין גשום לשרב, אשלמה במדרגות עולה, ותופסת קרב, כלום, כלום, זה מה שכולם עושים, קיצונים, מקצינים, בקצינים, מרצינים, מדמימים, מתמתנים, מרתינים, לנתונים ועונים.
שכולם חסרונים,
עולם כולו דמונים, שאנחנו סטמפיונים ושמפיונים עם ז'יטונים, מחליטים מה שיהיה, ניהול בעצלתיים, עונה המלאה במים, וכולם שותים לחיים וטובים זה לצד זה. אולי זה חד מדי, צריך לשיר שירי דקלים, שירי מדבר ללא דגלים. אני חי חי חי, ואם ימשיך להיות מפחיד, רק אז אני אגיד. I'm gonna push the button, 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 push the button,